For 3 weeks now, we've been wading through hundreds of names sent in by you, our listeners, in response to a challenge from commentator Frank DeFord. Name the brothers of the late, great racehorse, Barbaro. And now, that's a drum roll, our commentator has the results of that challenge.
Many of you will remember that a few weeks ago I celebrated the love that so many Americans had bestowed on Barbaro by sending a valentine to his parents and asking that listeners submit their choices for names for his two full brothers. One is a yearling, the other will be foaled next month. Neither has been named, but Gretchen Jackson, the wonderful owner of Barbaro, has said that since the great horse was named after a foxhound in a painting, that she'd probably name the two brothers after other foxhounds in the same painting. Presumptuously, I suggested that Barbaro was so majestic that his parents should be honored by having their offspring named in some way that celebrated their names. And if the glory of Barbaro himself could be incorporated, so much the better. I said I'd pass on the names I considered the most clever to Mrs. Jackson. To be honest, I anticipated 2, maybe 3, 4 dozen entries. As it was, we were swamped with almost 2,000 names. So many outstanding suggestions built on the names of Barbaro's sire, Dynaformer, which suggests either power or the past, and the dam, La Ville Rouge, which gives us French, town, and red to work with. Believe me, it wasn't easy for me to judge. Now, maybe it wasn't fair, but I decided to eliminate all names that referred to Barbaro as a brother. Come on, it's going to be hard enough to be a kid brother of Barbaro without carrying his name, too. So, Awesome Brother, Barbaro Bro, Brotherly Love, and the like didn't make the cut. Then, too, a few names I liked a lot, notably Rocket's Red Glare and Boomtown, but they had to be excised because they've already been taken by other horses. So, in no particular order, here are the top 10 I'm going to send to Mrs. Jackson. Paint the town red. Blow this town. Maybe it's a little too flip, but it's so savvy. I chose 4 of what you would call red names. The Scarlet Dynasty, Burgundy Punch, The Power of Red, and Poussin Rouge, which is virtually the power of red in French. 2 listeners thinking alike in 2 different languages. I chose one name that had nothing to do with wordplay. A listener recalled that when Barbaro had to be put down, Mrs. Jackson said so eloquently, "Grief is the price we pay for love." So the suggested name, Price of Love. Finally, I chose 3 very clever names played off of veal. Coup de Ville, La Ville en Rose, and Renard de Ville, which so sagely manages to bring fox hunting into the mix. If Barbaro was a hound, maybe one of his brothers should be a fox. Non, mes amis? Or maybe, as one listener had it, I should just butt out of the name game. As she suggested the name, let Mrs. Jackson do it.
Our commentator goes by the name Frank DeFord, unless you have a better suggestion. He's a senior contributing writer at Sports Illustrated. He joins us each Wednesday here on Morning Edition, and you can check out some of the other names that did not make Frank's final list at NPR.org. It's Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep.
And I'm Renee Montagne.